Israel under fire for barring senior member of terror group from attending daughter's funeral. By Deborah Brand on July 13, 2021. Israel refused to let a jailed Palestinian senior member of the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine terror group attend her daughter's funeral on Tuesday, sparking outrage from left-wing groups as well as Arab-Israeli lawmakers in the Knesset. The Israel Prison Service said it would not allow Khalida Jarar to attend the funeral of her daughter Suha, 31, a Palestinian rights activist who died of a heart attack in Ramallah on Monday. Jarar had been convicted on membership in a terror group in March. The PFLP has carried out several terror attacks against Israelis in recent years as well as being behind a slew of suicide bombings during the Second Intifada. The prisoner is classified as a security prisoner. The letter from the prison service read according to a translation by the Times of Israel. Therefore, her request does not meet the threshold conditions that allow this consideration and as a result, it is not within the authority of officials, including the prison's commissioner, to grant this request. Osama Saadi from the Arab-Israeli party The Joint List released a statement calling the move disgraceful. When you are a Palestinian political prisoner, then the enlightened occupation prohibits the basic right to mourn and accompany your daughter on her final journey. It is shameful and disgraceful. On the matter of political prisoners, there is no difference between Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett and Foreign Minister Yair Lapid's government and that of predecessor Benjamin Netanyahu, he said. Jarar was arrested along with dozens of other PFLP members in October 2019 following a terror attack by the organization that killed a 17-year-old Israeli girl. IDF prosecutors was accused of involvement with terrorist activities and violent public disturbances but formally charged. She was previously convicted of incitement to violence and promoting terror activities and served a one-year prison sentence in 2015.